In Parshas Chukas, when they came to, it seems, Vayusu mehor hohor derech yamsuf lisbov es eretz edoim, batiksa nefesh ha'om baderech. They got tired, the weariness of the derech. Vayedaber ha'om ve'elikim uve'moshe, lo mehel yisunu mimitzrayim, lo muspa midbor, ki ein lechem ein mayim v'nafshenu kotzo ba'lechem ha'kloikel. Why'd you take us out of Mitzrayim that we should die in the midbar? We don't have lechem, we don't have mayim, and we just and this mon thing that you gave us is just nafshenu kotzo, we can't tolerate it. So the Rabbeinu Bechaya has a question. He says, "Yesh litmoya, paloi hamon yored lahem b'chol yom ve'yom." They had mon every day. Ein lechem, ein mayim. Gam ribui hamayim hoyo lahem mines hasela shenes chadash lahem ato. They had now, the seller was bringing forth water. They had mayim, they had lechem. What are they complaining about? So what? Avul zu hoyso tlunosam. What was the tluna? So he says like this. What was the tluna? Omru hine in yoneinu mishuna. He says our matzav is very strange. We're different. Ein lonu lechem hamayim kishar ho umois. We don't have lechem and mayim like all the other nations, like normal people. We're not living a normal life. This is bizarre. Ki shar hu umoisim hoyu zakoyin hu chayovim, yesh lehem lechem lesoiva, ve'ein tzorech loim ha-mayim. Whether they're zakai, whether they're chayev, they have lechem lesoiva, they don't have to worry about. Aval onu ikar kol han hagoyseinu ma'acholeinu mishteinu be'inyin mechudosh. And we're different. Everything we have, our whole hanhoga, our eating and our drinking, is all in this inyan mechudosh. It's a very special kind of a thing. It comes from Hashemayim, it comes to the doorstep, it comes from rocks, it comes from here. Everything is different. This is not a normal way to live. Ki ein lonu lechem b'yoyim echod liyomim harbe. Kisharu umois. Again, we don't have bread one day that's going to last for many, like the other nations. The other nations have, they fill the cupboard with bread, or the freezer with bread, or whatever they do, and that's it. Shenafshom sova besipuk hamozon sheroim bein yedeim ve'imoim. He says, they have a certain svias rotzai, like with a pas besaloi. I got plenty of bread in the refrigerator, I got plenty of bread in the cupboard, and memela we have a certain svias rotzai just because we know what we have. Ve'eino imonu kiim dover yoim b'yomu. We only have dover yoim b'yomu. Ve'afilu hamayim shehein hefker l'chol o'ilom, ve'ein lo'od mi'chya zulosom kvar nistalku mimenu kishemesa miriam shenistalik ha-be'er, and the mayim also that left when the bear left, Miriam left. Because everything depends on whether we're worthy. By the mon, it says, Chazal say that if they were very worthy, it came to their doorstep. If they a little bit were not so worthy, it had to go out. And if they were really in bad shape that day, the mon would even come further to them. So everything depends on that's the way we live. That's not the normal way to live. We're mechudish in Ahan Hoga. We're different from the Shara Umais. The Shara Umais, they live normal, tiviistic lives, and we have this special kind of existence. And then he has another complaint. It gets mekulkul b'bnei me'ayim, and shena kotza. They didn't like the whole system. Is there such a thing as a lud isha that takes food in and it doesn't come out? Vzui had dibo shayitziu b'mon shahoyu lehem lekovet umalo hoyu noisem boy doifi lekovet umalo v'nohoyu noisem doifi boy doifi. This is the mon was given to them as a covet. This is mamish such a covet, and I might get mon at your doorstep, and they had to complain about it. Malas dor hamidbar shahoyu kemalchei ashoris hoya hamon bo lehem dvarayim b'yomo. They were like malochim. And they were in a different madrega. Because of their greatness, they had this hashgocha that they got them on every day at their doorstep. that they're, why was this happening? So they should be always, every day, if I have bread in the cupboard when I go to sleep at night, so I go to sleep at night knowing I'll have breakfast tomorrow. But if I go to sleep when the cupboard is bare and I have to wake up in the morning and see the mom by my doorstep, it's Einenu Tluyo Istomid El Hashem Ke'ene Avodim El Yad Adunayim V'chulei V'inyin Hoyo Lehem L'Hargul Nafsho V'midas. And this was to be Margul Lehem L'midas HaBitocha V'Emuna B'Shem Yisborach. That was what really what the purpose was. Just a very simple point. It repeats again and again that the complaint was, "Ein lanu lechem umayim ki shar ha'umos." We're not like the other nations. Ki shar ha'umos. If they're zakai or chay, if they got it, they have their mayim, they have their mozain, everything. We, it's all be'inyan mechudish. We don't have. Again, he repeats, "Ki ein lanu lechem b'yom echol yomim harbe ki shar ha'umos shenaf shem sova." And over chule v'chule, he repeats it again. He said, "V'mechudoshi b'anoga yoyser mishar ha'umos." It sounds like that the nekuda that's bothering them more than anything else is we're not like everybody else. But if the whole world lives one way, and we live a different way, that seems to be the underlying nekuda. There's a couple of nuances here, but that seems to be the essential ingredient. We are different. We don't want to be different from everybody else in the world. Now, when you think about it, It's very bizarre, because first of all, how are we different? We're different with the ultimate hashgacha, with the Nes. Rabbeinu Sadia says that the Nes Hamon was the greatest of the Nisim because it was tmidi every single day and lechem yomayim on Friday for 40 years in the Midbar. So we're living on a different plane. We're living on a different level, and we're not lacking anything. It wasn't because of a lack. We're not lacking. And it happens every day. And we know, he explains, that all of this was given to elevate us more and even to bring us closer and closer to Hashem. And the bitochen that we get is mamish, the ultimate gift. That's the greatest brocha. That's the greatest ability to achieve anything, is that connection with Hashem and that bitochen Hashem. And we have all of this, and we're living this miraculous existence. What bothers us? One thing. We're different from everybody else. Mela, if I'd be different from everybody else in a negative way, my life is miserable, I'm deprived, everybody's fed and I'm hungry, everybody has a, they're having a wonderful life and I'm miserable. This is Yirmiyahu took out the tzinsenes hamon and told when they weren't learning there was a tefiyah, but then is parnasu aveseichem bamidbar boim shono. This was mamish. This is the way they were able to sit and learn. There was the dor deo because they had everything min hashemayim. All of that, all the milas, all the connection to Hashem, all the chizuk im bitochen, all the doorstep mamish and everything, and even seeing a way a person can even judge, you know, whether he was, where he's holding ruchniyus stick, depending on where the mon comes. All of that, no. There's one thing that bothers us more than anything else, and that sort of. What they say? Ad kedei kach lo mohen helisunu mi mitzrayim lo muspan midbar ki ein lechem ein mayim. Mayim lechem ein mayim. We have lechem mayim. No, we have lechem and mayim, but we don't have it in the cupboard like all the other umos. We're not like shar umos. We don't want to be different from everybody else, and that seems to be the underlying nakuda of what they say. The truth of the matter is that. I've mentioned many times, but we find it in the Ralbag, where in the Te'elius he says that if you wish to convey, to influence a loved one, he says, to do something that's painful and muzar and strange, then the first thing, before you tell them what it is, you have to tell them the benefits. And he says the cheshek for the benefits will mitigate the pain and the strangeness of it. And he says, we learned this from Avraham Avinu, that Hashem did not tell Avraham Avinu that he has to, in the bris that he makes, that he has to do an operation. He just told him that there's going to be Doiris and there's going to be Eretz Yisroel if you join together with me in this bris. And only after did he tell him there's a knife involved and there's a physical operation involved. And it seems that would have affected Avraham Avinu had he told him first there's a knife and then there's a benefit, that would have also been not as effective. Even an Avraham Avinu would be affected by the fact that this is painful, that I understand, painful, and muzar, and that it's strange. people are, we are such social creatures. We are so impacted and affected and influenced and want to be part of that broader social world in which we live, that it has such an influence on us that it could have affected an Avraham Avinu. Nobody did this. This is strange. I don't want to be different from everybody else. Different from everyone else. The Rebbeinu Shalom told me to do it. Or, right after he told me what it is, he tells me the benefits. That's not enough. I didn't have the benefits before to mitigate that strangeness and the pain, but it's both. People don't want to be different. We have to understand how influential the outside society is. This explains the way we talk. This explains the way we dress. This explains the... who knows what it explains? It explains the food we eat, everything. Everyone is so influenced. This explains the power of Madison Avenue. They manipulate our minds. They manipulate our souls. They manipulate our feelings because everybody wants to be like everybody else. This is what they're doing it. They're doing it. They're doing it. Everyone. It's all part of it. And it has such an impact that the Dor Dea will say, Loma heli sulimi mitzrayim, lomus pamidbor, ki ein lechem ein mayim. Or why? Because we have everything we need. We're not lacking anything. And all the positive and all the ruchnius didn't compensate, and all the bitochon didn't compensate for the fact that we are living differently from everybody else because we have this on a daily basis, and it depends upon the Ashkoch, and it depends upon where we're holding, and it depends upon our Madrega and so forth. And they, the rest of the world, they have it in a tiviastic way. I mean, it seems so bizarre to be jealous of Teva as opposed to Ashkoch, as opposed to Ness, as opposed to privilege. As opposed to not because I'm lacking, that was his kasha, they're not lacking in anything. It seems so, and if that's the case, then I think it behooves us to take under advisement a lot of the decisions that we make, because we know that the human being is influenced in his thinking by his emotions. And if there is such an emotional need to be part of the society, even to my detriment, and certainly to my spiritual detriment, then a person has to be boidic sometimes. Well, I feel I must do this, I feel I want to do this, I feel I have to do this. Is it something that's real, or is it just that overwhelming influence of the outside world, of wanting to be part, of wanting to be like, of wanting to melt into that total picture of everybody out there, which sometimes can be very, very detrimental in terms of making decisions, and sometimes can lead them to a matzav where they speak in such a way, Loma heli sunu mi mitzrayim. What? Look, all the appreciation for everything they have, for everything they had, for leaving Mitzrayim afilu, it all gets lost someplace in the shuffle because of the fact that I feel now I'm in a matzav where I'm not exactly like, not to any detriment, but just to be different from everyone around me.